Good morning! Arizona homeowners, go ahead and pour that first cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee we all have here at Rosie on the House Broadcasting Global Headquarters. Welcome to the Memorial Day special edition of Rosie on the House 3-day weekend. Maybe you've got a project in mind you'd like to tackle while you're staying home this weekend and beating the traffic. Give us a ring. We can help you work your way through that project. But before we get started, I'd like to say that all of us here at Rosie on the House would like to declare and proclaim our family and staff's appreciation to every veteran of every branch of every service who has ever served this God-blessed United States of America. Welcome to Rosie on the House. You can reach us. We're in the Garden Landscaping Hour. You can reach us right now at 1-888-767-4348. We've got a house full of special guests. Romy, why don't you take the opportunity and introduce the gang around?
And as we do that, just remind all of our listeners out there, this is now the 25th year in broadcasting. The Rosie on the House show started on our flagship KTAR in Phoenix, but it has grown. So as you travel the state this weekend, or you're waiting to get on the road because you can't miss a single minute, know this. As you're traveling, if you're headed south to wine country, you can pick us up on KNST out of Tucson, KGVY out of Green Valley. If you're heading north, KAZM out of Sedona, KQNA out of Prescott, and those both have great signals that can carry up to Payson, or we get callers listening in from Williams and Ash Fork on KAZM. So no matter what part of the state you're going, you can find a radio station to take the program with you. And CAF, K-A-F-F, out of Flagstaff. 1-888-767-4348 is how you join the program if you wish. 1-888-767-4348. And Studio Jay's taking a well-deserved weekend off, and we have the ever-qualified Jonathan Manning of Elgin Nursery. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
And you are a certified arborist, which I learned this week. I didn't know. I knew you were brilliant. I just didn't know you had all these fancy titles, too. Yeah. And we're starting off this week talking trees.
Yep. Talking about sunburn on the trunks and branches of trees. Our intense summer sun here can really burn the skin of plants. That leads to more leaves dropping off, which leads to more burn, and it can put a tree into kind of a half speed where it doesn't die, doesn't live its full potential. Sometimes borers get in through those sunburnt areas of the trunk. So we're going to talk about ways to prevent that. Some trees are much more susceptible than others. Citrus, ash trees, Texas ebony, mulberries.
Texas ebony. I would not have guessed that one.
Being a desert plant, you'd think it'd be tolerant to it, but every time I see somebody trim those lower branches up real high, the sun gets in there, burns that trunk, and those are one that gets borers every time you do that.
And people usually do trim the bottom of ebonies just because they are so
bushy at the bottom.
Yeah, bushy and full of stickers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So a few other conditions also lead to trunk burn, sunburn worse, which is a young tree. The little head of a young tree is too small to shade its own trunk, so you have to protect that trunk when they're young until the top part gets big enough to shade the bottom, basically. Recently trimmed trees, especially in the heat of summer, if you remove all those leaves that are protecting those branches and trunk from the sun, obviously the sun gets in and burns them, so it's another time you have to protect them. Drought is a combination factor that leads to it all the time. Normally the skin of the plant is cooled by the water coming up from the ground through the tissue. When that water stops, when the flow stops, that's when the trunk really burns because it doesn't have that cooling flow of water going from underground up to the top.
Interesting. I didn't know that. And what do we protect it with?
The old-fashioned white tree trunk paint, you see it all over. People wonder why they do that. That's for sunburn protection. You can also get a more natural-colored paint. It's called Go Natural Paint. It's a brownish color, so you don't notice that they're painted. It just protects them the same. You can also use a physical barrier, like an old frost blanket works, to tie on. Doesn't look quite as great, but it does the same function.
And Go Natural is our product of choice, just because it is, like the name says, Go Natural. But every one of my trees have it. That's not a native mesquite or Palo Verde. Mm-hmm. like you mentioned, you need it when they're young. It's a pain in the neck painting a little tiny twig.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes patience.
Yeah. And this stuff's mixed to the right consistency where it goes on easy with a brush or a little roller. Made for trees, you know. It's easy to use. You know it's made for it.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Talking trees, we have certified arborist Jonathan Manning and another special guest we'll introduce in a moment. But Dan in Phoenix has called in with a Chinese elm to test our knowledge this morning. Dan, welcome.
How you doing? My question is, I have 5 Chinese elm. 3 are doing real good and 2 is not doing too well. But I put it on a watering schedule 6 hours once a week. Anything else I should do for it? I fertilized them.
On this subject, if you want to check them, a good way to check for sunburn on the trunk, which I have seen on Chinese elms, it might be the reason why the couple aren't doing too good. What you do is scratch the skin of the trunk on a younger tree that still has skin, not bark. It's always the west side that's burnt. So you scratch the west side with your thumbnail, and if you see green under there, you're good. If it's yellow but still juicy, you're on your way to being burned, sunburnt. And if it's black and so hard you can't scratch it with your thumb, the damage is already done, it's sunburnt, any of those 2 second situations, you could paint it now. And the irrigation sounds good to me.
If it is burnt, you just don't even waste your money on the
still,
paint?
Yeah, like... I mean, the edges of the burnt area, like I say, it's only the west side of the trunk's going to be burnt. So those edges, as you protect the trunk now, the edges of the wound will grow back over that thing, but it takes years. So I would wait 2-3 years, and that wound, a small wound on a small tree, can heal itself.
Now, if it's only the west side, if I have a trunk maybe a little bit bigger than, you know, a little tiny stalk, should I bother painting the whole thing or just one side?
I do anyway. I think it looks better.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Looks kind of awkward with it on just one side.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would just paint the whole thing. And you only paint it up to the level of where there's leaves to protect the skin. So that's what the natural protection from sunburn is, leaves. So it's where you don't have those leaves to protect the skin that you need to paint it. So from the ground up to the level of the first branches that come out.
Excellent. Well, we have Sissy and Coolidge. It has a question on jacaranda. Pete and Phoenix with a lime tree and a lemon tree, excuse me, and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Before we get to those calls, we're going to introduce our next guest. If you've got a project that you maybe you're not going anywhere this weekend and you need a little project, we've got the perfect one. If you're listening to the Garden Hour, you're probably interested in gardening and would be probably as impressed with this Flower Street Urban Garden as we are.
If you're looking out your back door right now and just seeing ugly block wall, this is the product for you.
And there's so many more applications for it than that as well. Mr. Billingsley, welcome, sir.
Thank you. It's nice being here.
Tell us about the Flower Street Urban Garden. First, the name, Flower Street, because that can throw somebody off, because this is more than just flowers.
It is a lot more than flowers. The name came... because I live on Flower Street, and I started this urban garden project, which is really more vertical gardening, and started this, it was a year ago in March, and I put the first ones out for the public to see last June, and it's just gone crazy. It's just taken off.
Now, anyone that hasn't seen this, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and see a picture of it there, but let's paint a picture of the design. So let's start at the base. It's a 3-5-tier system.
Well, we have them really, we can custom make these any way we really need them to be, but they go in, we consider each unit as tiers, how many tiers you get. It could be 1-tiered unit, 2, all the way up to as many as you need, and we can stack these on top of each other to make them as big as we need them to be. But the most common ones are our 3, 4, and 5-tiered units. Those fit best on block fences. And one of the things that we've taken a lot of pride with as we developed this product is that there's absolutely no tools required to assemble this other than a tape measure. And these units are 6 feet long. A 4-tiered unit gives you 24 square feet of planting space, which, and it only comes off the wall 12 inches. They're made out of primarily redwood is what we use as the wood of choice. There's a custom made formed liner that goes in each one, and they're housed into this bracketing system that just hangs onto the block wall, chain link fence. They can be bolted and mounted right onto a house or building. And then plus we have our mobile gardens that's the same design, and the drainage is really cool about it. It drains, the top tier will drain into the bottom, into the next, onto the ground. Or we have little trays that can catch it if it's going to be on a patio or something like that where you don't want any water staining.
Or all the potting soil burning a black line on the concrete.
Exactly.
Now, let's visually, because it is a gorgeous system, especially once you have your flowers and your produce. It's each tier is a triangle.
Yes.
And the 90 degree of the triangle, if everyone can jump back to geometry here with me, is up against the wall.
Exactly.
So you've got a flat surface, and then it comes out 12 inches, and then it goes back in a diagonal angle to the wall. So it's a series of triangles if you're looking at the side of the wall as it's hanging. And it's the metal structure is the key, but then you've got this redwood that's just beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's a great product for Arizona too. Redwood, it's something that holds up great during the summer. It doesn't rot. It doesn't mind getting water on it. Doesn't mind being up against soil. But again, the wood isn't really up against the soil because we have the protective custom fitted liners in each one of these units. And I think that was the whole key. When I first embarked on this whole thing, I had been intrigued about vertical gardening and more urban settings. And when I first talked to my wife about this, and I told her I was going to put the first one on the back of our house, she told me, "You can do it, but it better look good." And
you can do it, but it better look good. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We could do just about anything except stop the clock, and we're up against our first break. We'll be back right after this with our guests, Alex Billingsley of Flower Street Urban Gardens and Jonathan Manning of Elgin Nursery.